of our Savior with all of you tonight. We pray that the words that we speak and the songs that we sing will reflect the joy and praise in our Lord, who humbled himself even to the point of death to save us from our sins. Hallelujah, what a Savior. But first, let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, Father in heaven, hallelujah, what a Savior, Lord. Thank you for everything that you provided us, Lord. Thank you for this evening. Please go with us, Lord. Help us to feel and go away with a sense of joy and peace, Lord, knowing that all truly is well, Lord. Please bless us with this evening, Lord. Bless the words that we speak. Bless the songs that we sing. And Lord, glorify yourself in what we do tonight, Lord, and how we respond to this evening, Lord, throughout the week. Bless us and keep us. Forgive us all of our many sins. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing together. Joy has dawned, and angels we have heard on high.
All is well. Angels and men rejoice, for tonight darkness fell. Into the dawn of love's light, all is well. All is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come. Go and tell that he is in the manger. All is well. All is well. Lift up your voice and sing. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we could have known. But, long-awaited holy stranger, make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence, welcome to our world. fragile fingers sent to heal us, tender brow prepared for thorn, tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our sod, rob our sins and make us holy, perfect Son of God.
On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. News of great joy, news of great mirth, news of a merciful King's birth. Then why should men on earth be sad, since our Redeemer made us glad? When from our sin he set us free, all for to gain our liberty. When sin departs before your grace, then life and health come in its place. Angels and men with joy may sing, all for to see the newborn King. All out of darkness we have light, which made the angels sing this night. Glory to God and peace to men, now and forevermore. Amen.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining. till he appeared, and the soul felt it was a thrill of hope. Lo, weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Let ever, ever praise.
Your sorrows. I tell you about a cure. If you told me you can't fight the battle, there's a baby boy who won the war. The war was won by a baby boy. Oh, before that silent night, no Savior and no Jesus Christ. The world cried out so desperately, and the baby boy was the reply. Yes, heaven's reply was a baby boy. See, the king is coming down, and he's here without a crown. The baby boy without a bed, giving life back to the dead. And hear the angels shout it out as the people come and bow. Endless hope and relentless joy came down with a baby boy. Alleluia, we can sing it. Alleluia, heaven's ringing. Endless hope and relentless joy came down with a baby boy.
Mary, full of innocence, carrying the Holy Prince. You're almost there. You're almost there. Mother of the living Word, trusting in the voice you heard. You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost where the angels see redemption's plan unfolding. All hope is in the Son you'll bear. You're almost there. A lonely road, a willing heart. Pray for strength to do your part. You're almost there. You're almost there. Trust the Father to provide. Bread of heaven prophesied. You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost where the waiting ends, delivering the life within. The answered prayer, Emmanuel, you're almost there. You're almost where the journey ends, where death will die and life begins. The answered prayer, Emmanuel, you're almost there. You're almost there.
Thank you.
Fear not, O Israel, for there is peace still to come. A word to break the silence, a promise set to bloom, the promise to redeem us. Emmanuel is sure to find us and bring us unto glory. We will see Emmanuel. God is with us. God is for us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, wonderful counselor, Lord of life, Lord of all, he is the Prince of Peace, mighty God, Holy One, Emmanuel.
Yea, the joy of man's desiring. Drawn by thee, our souls aspiring, soar to uncreated light. Word of God, our flesh that fashioned. With the power of life in passion, striving still to truth unknown. Soaring, dying, round thy throne.
came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who is with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men."
Thank you. today the salvation of the Lord has been revealed in both the manger and the cross. Within our hearts is a feeling of inexhaustible joy because of this gift. At the same time, we know this joy came at the cost of the life of the one we celebrate tonight. We are reminded that this joy we know in the infant king would eventually mean a cross. Yet that cross would be the reason for our amazement at the wonders of his amazing love for you and for me. And soon that amazement will be unceasing and uninterrupted joy when our Savior returns again to bring us to himself in eternity. What a day that will be. So we have sung of and rejoiced in the first coming of our Savior. And as we leave here, we pray that you will look expectantly with us for his second coming. And so our song is, no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found.
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.